Om Shanti. Today is 3rd January 2018. Today's blessing is, may you be an angel who resides in the subtle region and who remains in an constantly elevated stage by considering yourself to be an incarnation that has incarnated. Explanation. Just as the Father has incarnated, in the same way you elevated souls have come down here from above and incarnate in order to give the message. You are the residents of the subtle region and the incorporeal world. The feet of your intellect cannot set foot on earth, that is, the mud of body consciousness. This is why the feet of angels are always shown in the sky. So all of you are incarnations who resides in the sky, subtle region, Arsh, who remain in the constantly elevated stage. Continue to fly in the flying stage with this awareness. So this is yesterday's today's blessing. Baba has said that you have to consider yourself as a incarnation, avatar. Avatar descends. You have to consider yourself to be an angel. Angel flies. So, two things. You are an incarnation means you are an avatar. Avatar, the word avatar means to descend, to come down. That stage of descent is avatar. This philosophy of avatarhood is in India, avatarvad. It's not there seen in Western countries. The word avatar is not mentioned anywhere in any of the Vedic scriptures. Yes, in post-Vedic period, avatar has come as a verb. But then later on from 6th century, in the Puranic text, it has come as a noun. So, even in Gita, though there is a mention that God comes down, but the word avatar is not mentioned anywhere in Gita. Yada yada hi dharmasya doesn't mention about avatar. He says, I come down. Whenever there is unrighteousness, irreligiousness gains the upper hand and the wicked forces come to the fore, that time I come down on this earth. But the word avatar is not there. So Baba is saying here, consider yourself to be a avatar. Just as Father comes down, just as Father incarnates, so also you are also avatar who come down. So think that I am an avatar. Now the question arises, if I am the avatar, what are the duties of avatar? The best example for this is the life of Shri Krishna as mentioned in Bhagavatam. He is an avatar. The first qualification of an avatar is he is always aware of his avatarhood. He knows that what purpose he has come on this earth. So, he is never forgetful of his aim, of his goal, of his ultimate destination. He is there shown as a cowherd boy amongst those gopis. He is playing with them, all those playfulness, all those leelas, everything. But at the same time, he is aware of his actual nature, actual form, actual strength, actual power. All the devilish forces that come from Kansa. He assumes the powerful stage that time and kills all of those wicked demons and other devilish powers. So he is always aware of his aim. Second, he is unattached. It is shown that Shri Krishna is there in that Gokul for such a long time. He is loving those gopis and Radha and all of them so much, his mother, his father, his all leelas, all Krishna leela. But at the time of going, he never once looked back. He never looked back. He just left means he left, he never came back. There is no mention that Shri Krishna came back to Gokul any time again. When he kills Kansa and after that he goes to the ashram of Sandipani, there he meets his friend Sudama. Sudama says to him that I heard that you used to play flute, Murli, very nicely. I want to hear it. Can you play it? Shri Krishna says that part is over. I cannot play now. That was for Gokul, that was for gopis, that was for those gopis. I cannot play, my part of playing Murli is finished. He knows when his part is finishing and when the new part is beginning. So he is aware of that. He is unattached to the past. He is unattached to those past persons. And one more thing, he is detached observer. Third, he is leading a life of upheavals, ups and downs, so many vicissitudes of life. But he himself is detached. It's not that sometimes he is getting sorrowful or sometimes because this Shakuni and Duryodhan are devising new plots against Pandavas. But he is not getting disturbed. It's Bhim who is getting infuriated. It's Arjun who gets infuriated. But Shri Krishna is detached. He is Sakshi all the time. That is the stage of an avatar. Detached observership. That remains with him. And one more, he is ever smiling. You never see him in sorrow, in suffering, in misery, in pain, in agony. He is repenting anywhere. No. His forms are so different everywhere. And he is the only character in that entire serial who never cries. In that entire Mahabharata. Who knows everything. It's not that he is not knowing. He knows who is Karna right from the beginning. Right from the beginning he knows. All of those people who get to know that after the death of Karna, that Karna was Kaunteya. When everybody knows that Karna was Pandav, everybody is shocked to hear that. Everybody is shocked. Duryodhan is shocked. Gandhari is shocked. Everybody is shocked. Those five Pandavas, they curse their mother that you did not tell this to us. We curse you. That from henceforth, no woman can confide any secret in their hearts. So that's why women have that tendency. News makes the round. So that was a curse. So everybody is shocked. But Shri Krishna is the one person who is knowing from beforehand. Who is Karna? And he only tells him that you are son of Kunti. You are Kshatriya. You are not Sutputra. You are not the son of a charioteer. He knows it from the beginning. It's he who tells. And it is he only who instigate Arjuna to kill him whilst he is off his chariot. And later on he only says that Karna was the greatest. So you can see one thing from this character, that he is detached. He is observer. He is acting, but he is not acting. He is judging, but he is not judging. He is interfering, but he is not interfering. He is discerning, but he is not discerning. He is giving opinion, but yet he is not giving opinion. He is non-judgmental, yet he is judgmental. Judgmental and yet not non-judgmental. You know, it's a mysterious character. He is running away from and becoming Ranchodas somewhere. He knows that people will say that he is the one escapist who ran away. But his character is mysterious. So an avatar is somebody who is aware of what he has to do. Avatar is somebody who stays in the unlimited. Avatar is somebody who is unattached. Avatar is somebody who is a detached observer. Avatar is somebody who is ever cheerful, ever happy, ever smiling. Avatar is somebody who doesn't identify himself anywhere. He keeps himself away. He remains in some otherworldly consciousness. That is the stage of an avatar. In Indian philosophy, this avatar word has come so many times. They have shown avatar of every. Brahma has got 7 avatars. Valmiki, Kashyap, these are all the different avatars of Brahma. 7 avatars of Brahma. Shiva, Rudra has got 12 avatars. This, don't talk of Vishnu. The more you will talk, the more you will get confused. Garuda Purana talks about 10 avatars. Guru Granth Sahib, there is another version of that is known as Dasham Granth, written by Guru Govind Sahib. That Sikh Granth, that is not Guru Granth Sahib, but it is different. But next only to Guru Granth, that is Dasham Granth. Dasham Granth mentioned 24 avatars of Vishnu, and that's what comes in Murli, because Murli has got more background of Sikhism. But other texts like Vishnu Purana, they mention 22 avatars of Vishnu. But some try to replace somebody. Some Vaishnava thinks Buddha is also an avatar, 9th avatar. But some disagree. That's why they replace Buddha by Balram. They say Balram is an avatar. So there is a lot of, you know, hodgepodge and confusion about avatars. Devi has got many avatars. Devi Bhagavatam mentions a lot of. Ganesha has got many avatars. Everybody, Hanuman also has got some avatar. So everywhere this avatar philosophy is, you know, everywhere in India. Even if you go to some village and they are worshipping somebody, you ask, who is this? They say, he is avatar of that Baba, that other one. He is avatar of that Sai Baba. And then he is avatar of somebody else. So this avatar philosophy is there every. So here, Baba says, just as Father incarnates, you think that you have incarnated. And avatar and incarnation, there is a difference in these two words also. Because Christian theologians, they believe that, no, these two are different words. Don't think that avatar is same as incarnation. Though English translation is incarnation, but they say that avatar is somebody who is a perfect, while incarnation is little imperfect. The word incarnation means somebody who is little imperfect. Avatar is a mystical figure. So they talk in these terms. So, one is avatar, second is angel, Farishta. Now those angelic beings that are not in Indian philosophies. We, in turn, we have replaced them by Devdoots. In their philosophy, they talk about messengers of God, Paigambar, Payambar. They come and bring the message. Like, there are about how many lakhs of messengers in Islam. Christianity accepts Jesus. Islam accepts Muhammad. Peace be upon him. That's the messenger of God. So, they talk in terms of that language, of messengers. They bring messages. Baba is saying, you are angel also. You are messenger also and you are avatar also. All things you are. So basically there are 10 avatars in Indian philosophy. So for today's, we will take this as a homework. There are 10 avatars, Dashama avatara. We can think of ourselves as each one of them. First is, I am Matsya avatar. You know, that big fish that guided that boat when there was a deluge for 40 days. And there was a flood and all that. So Manu was there. He carried him and all the species of family. So I am Matsya avatar means I am that fish that will carry the ship of humanity across this deluge, this flood. First. Second, I am Varaha avatar. Or second, Kurma. Second is Kurma is that tortoise which that tortoise was below and then on that Sagar Manthan, that churning was done, deities and the demons on another side. So, I am a Kurma avatar means I am the support for the churning of this world and out of that new things will come out. Sometime this, sometime, because from that churning many things came out. But what was the support? That tortoise, that Kurma. So, I am that Kurma avatar who is supporting this world. Second. Third, I am Varaha avatar. Varaha is boar. That earth was stolen by Hiranyaksha and it was hidden in the water. So that boar, that sewer, that went down. So I am that avatar. Baba says, no, they have done all these things with me. I am not this fish and all that. But this you can take it as a figuratively. I am that Varaha avatar. You go down and you bring that earth out. The earth had drowned in that. It was stolen by Hiranyaksha. So bring it out because earth is drowning. So I am Varaha avatar, third. Fourth, I am Narsingha avatar. Disembowel. Disembowel that Hiranyakashipu. All the evil forces of the world, I will disembowel them. Bring out their bowels. Because they have got the blessing that they won't be killed anywhere in the day, in the night, in outside, inside, up, below, by animals, by men. So you assume that man lion form, nursing, and take him on the threshold of the door and tear him apart. So I am Narsimha avatar. This maya, this devil, this lust, this anger, this attachment, all this ego, this laziness, this carelessness, with the your nails, big nails. So I am a Narsimha avatar. Then I am Vaman avatar. I am very small. But with three spaces, three strides, I will cover the entire. One space the earth, another the sky, and third on the head of that King Bali, who had become little arrogant for some time. And he was trying to usurp the kingdom of deities. So keep one foot on his head. So I am that much powerful like Vara, though small, Vaman avatar. So I am that Vaman avatar. Next I am Parshuram. Parshuram, you know that axe, he killed 21 Kshatriyas with that. So you have to kill all the enemies. We had discussed in the class of purity 21 packages of purity. So in that 21 things, I am not going to talk that now, time is not there. Thought, word, deed, behavior, action, dreams, your vritti, drishti, there are 21 are there. So you kill all of those bad things. So you are that Parshuram. Next you are Ram. Ram, you have to kill Ravana. You are Shri Krishna. So you have to kill Krishna Avatar. You have to kill Kansa, and also you are the sermonizer of Gita. So just as God is sermonizer of Gita, I, now as a Krishna Avatar, I am a sermonizer of Gita. So I have to keep on relating Gita everywhere. Then I am Buddha Avatar. Buddha Avatar means non-violence. Lust is the greatest violence. Anger is the greatest of all the violence. I have to spread the religion of love and ahimsa. And last avatar, Kalki avatar, that winged horse, Kalki avatar, Kalki English. So Kalki avatar. So you are that who has come to destroy the unrighteous and establish the righteous. So I am the Kalki avatar, Kalki avatar. So remember all the 10 dasha avatar, that is in my memory. That is my memorial. People are worshipping, and get situated in that, and you will enjoy. This is also a sort of drill. So Baba said, you are an avatar. Second, you are a messenger. You have to give message to everybody. Third, you are an angel. Angel means who doesn't keep fit on mud of body consciousness. Body consciousness is mud. No well. Don't get stained. Be deckled by this mud. Never. Never come down on this, because once we touch this mud, all the muddy things starts happening in the life. This is mud. You should never keep your feet. Feet is compared, intellect is compared to feet, body is compared to mud. So feet and mud, intellect and body. Keep the intellect away from the consciousness of the body. That's why intellect should be engaged in all the churning of knowledge. Intellect should be engaged. Today, Sakar Murli Baba said, you should get this habit of thinking yourself as soul, brother, and whilst talking, this habit you should have. This is the dowry, this is the race. Then only kalyan, then only benefit will happen, otherwise it will not happen. You should have this practice. So, keep the intellect busy in some or other spiritual practices, because we have to become angel. Angel is somebody who doesn't keep its foot on the mud of body consciousness, away from the consciousness of body. So this is today's blessing. May you be an angel who resides in the subtle region, Arsh, above, and who remains in a constantly elevated stage by considering yourself to be an incarnation. You have just come down for some purpose. You finish the work, you go up. Don't stay here. You finish the work, you go up. So that is the avatar. Om Shanti.